This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. Turkey's military is making gains in northern Syria, where Kurdish fighters have called for U.S. help. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Donald Trump is distancing himself from two Soviet-born associates of his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who were indicted on charges of campaign finance violation on Thursday. The president said he may have a picture of them because he has a picture with everybody. But records do suggest that there is a much closer relationship by highlighting how the two Florida-based businessmen, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, bought their way to the top echelons of the Republican Party with hundreds of thousands of dollars and contributions to pro-Trump Republican campaigns. Fruman told the Russian news site Forum Daily that as early as March of 2018, he attended a donor meeting with Trump at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The two Trump supporters are said to have eventually become foot soldiers in Giuliani's campaign to dig up political dirt on Mr. Trump's Democratic rivals.